Mem Alef Amit Bey Amit Alef. Hoyu Lefonov Minim Harbe. The Mishnah Daf Mem Amit Bey, it says as follows. Hoyu Lefonov Minim Harbe. We have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Yesh Beinehem Min Shive, Olavu Mevorech. So he makes the baroche and the min shive. And that means, eizem hem sheyirtze means he makes the baroche and the chovet. The one he enjoys most, that's the one he makes the baroche on. So we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which has a din kdime, shive saminim, or chovet. Hayulafonav minim harbe. Omar Ule, so Ule said as follows. Machloikis, the whole machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is b'shebir chayseim shoveis. That you have two peiris, that both have the same broche. The Rabbi Yehuda is sovar min shiva odet. You have, let's say, zeisim and tapuchim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva odet. So therefore, so since one broche is going to pater both minim, you can make a bayre priyeit, and this bayre priyeit will pater side the zayis and side the tapuach. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the broche has to be made on the pri choshuv, and that paters the ene choshuv, not the other way around. You should make a broche on an ene choshuv to pater a choshuv. So therefore, since you're making one broche, it should be made on the min choshev. So min shiva odet. So the min shiva is more choshev than choviv. So therefore, you make the bayre priyeit on the zayis and you pater the tapuach. The rabbonon tovri. No. Min choviv odet. If he likes tapuchim more than zaysim. So therefore, so choviv is more choshev then min shiva, so you make the bayre priyeit on the tapuach, and that part is the zayit. Avol b'she'ein birchay sayin shavois. But what if you have a case that it's ain birchay sayin shavois? You have a case that one is a bayre priyeit adama. Let's say you have a tznoin, you have a radish, and a zayis. Is divrei hakel mevorech al zeh? Now, it is very unclear what the Chiddush, what Ula is telling us. By Ein B'chayseim Shavit. There's one Chiddush he's zicha telling us, which the Divrei David is medayik from the word Chayzer. That means, She'ein B'chayseim Shavit. One is a Bayre Pri Adome, and one is a Bayre Pri Ha'ei. So one could think, we have in the Mishnah, that a boire pri adome, patas a boire pri ha'eit. And that is speaking about when, by mistake, he made a boire pri adome on a boire pri ha'eit, so b'diyevet it patas. Here, if we have two minim, we have one is a boire pri adome and the other one is a boire pri ha'eit. So here he'll have to make a boire pri adome, that's for sure. The boire pri ha'eit will not pater the Bayre Pri Adama. So a Bayre Pri Adama he has to make. So then there'd be a svara to say, so since I have to make a Bayre Pri Adama already, I can't avoid the Bayre Pri Adama, so then let it pater the Bayre Pri Eitz already. Since it's Bekoyich the pater, let it pater. So there'd be a svara to say, by Ein Bechaysay in Shavish, if a Bayre Pri Adama and a Bayre Pri Eitz, make the Bayre Pri Adama, finish. And you'll avoid a second bracha. So that's what Ula came to tell, that's for sure. Ula came to tell us, Chayzer umavorech. Don't think by Ein b'chayseim shoveis you can get away with one bracha. You cannot get away with one bracha. That halacha, that a boire pri adama, b'diyevet patas a boire pri, that means if you made a boire pri adama, and this means, so, you made a Bayre Pri Adome on the apple, so, but the evidence will pater it. Because you wanted to pater the apple with a Bayre Pri Adome. But if you're making a Beirei Priya Adama on another mean, and you don't have intentions to pater this mean, and you shouldn't have intentions to pater this mean, so there's a Chiyuv Broch on this mean. So Be'etzem Batzicha, one Chiddush of Ula. That Ula is telling us that by Ein B'chaseyim Shoveis, there's a din of Choyzer Mavorech. Now, what the Seder is, if there is a Seder, if there are Dine Kedime, by Ein B'chaseyim Shoveis, that is a Machloikis Arishainim, if Ula is telling us also, is this Nekude, that by Ein B'chaseyim Shoveis, there are Dine Kedime. Now let us see Rashi in Taisu. So Ula said the whole machloikis of Rabbi Yehud and the Chachamim is b'shebil chayseim shoveis. Kigoin. Zeisim v'tapuchim. Yev zeisim v'tapuchim. The tavayu boire priho eit. Both of them are a boire priho eit. Ubo lifte reshteim bebrocha achas. So the shayla is the brocha has to be made on the most choshevimim. So one man the Yomar hold, the Chachamim hold, Chaviv Odiv. Eze she yirtze de masnisen. That what it says in the Mishnah. He makes a broche, Eze she yirtze. Does not mean he has a choice. Eze she yirtze de masnisen means as a Chaviv all of Mashmah. The one he enjoys eating. That is the Chaviv. That one he makes the broche, and that patos the other one. Aber bis ein bi sei im shavai divre hakel so rashi says klo so if ein bi sei im shavai divre hakel ein brocha achas petrosam don't think that this is similar to bi sei im shavai and you can get away with a bi pri adam no ein brocha achas petrosam vi shu so since that so to the whole machloikis that we have between Rabbi Yud and the Chachamim is if you're making one bracha and the shaila is which mean should the bracha be made on, because the bracha has to be made on the min choshuv. So that's dafke by b'chaseim shavis. Ein b'chaseim shavis, ein bracha achas peitrosam. Here there's no halacha you can get away with one bracha. V'shuv ein kamachloike. So then there's no shaychis at all to the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which was only if I'm making one brocha, and which mean should I make it? Period. And Rashi is not giving us any guidelines. What? That's how the Divrei David is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi fakert, there's bechlau no dinikdime. Fakert, you make two brochas, so there's no Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Rabbonim, so finished. So whatever you do, al kaponim, these guidelines of chaviv, or min sheva don't apply. If there's other guidelines, we're not speaking about that. Va'afal gav disnan, v'rekt Rashi, v'lechayre, why is it that way? Why is it that you have to make two brochas, ein brocha achas peitrosan, we learned birech al peresil and beire pri adome yotso, so why is it that the beire pri adome cannot part of the beire pri a? So Rashi says, no, hani mili bechad mino v'to. That is davke by one mean. V'to, that means, he had a boire priyei, v'to, and he made a mistake, u'birech oleho boire priyadomo, and he made a boire priyadomo, and that means, so b'dieve de pato. Avot noinu zayis, but if you have two different meanim, ubirich alat noin, without kavon, it's a part of the zayis, loinifter zayis. So then the zayis automatically does not become potter. The zayis doesn't become potter, so there's a din choyzer and a broch. So you have to make now two broches. And two broches, so this is no shaykhis at all with the machloikis of Rabbi Yehud and the Chachomet. That's how the Divrei David learns pshat in Rashi. In Agavuche, the Divrei David wants to say, with this will be fa'emphat a problem, which Tosfos has, and according to this, Rashi won't have this problem. We had a Gemara before, that Flamites Omed Aleph, that there was such a situation. There were two Talmidim, And Bar Kapora was Machabed, one of the Talmidim. There were three minim. And a gay alonu, there was a boire priya adome to be served, and a shahakel to be served. And Bar Kapora told one of the Talmidim to be meitzi the oilam with his broche. This Talmud went and took the mean that you made a shahakel, and he made the shahakel first. And there was a taina on this Talmud. He did the wrong thing. He should have made first a beire pri adoma. Because a beire pri adoma is a broche mevureres, a shahakel is a broche she'ene mevureres, and there's dinek dima on the gavre. The gavre should make first a broche mevureres, and then make a broche she'ene mevureres. That this Gemara. So we have here, the Gemara tells us, by Shnei Minim, we have a new guideline. We have a guideline of a Broche Mevureres. We're going to see the Rishonim have a tremendous problem with this Gemara. The Divrei David wants to say, the way we said over Pshat and Rashi, Fakel, there is no problem whatsoever. Why? Because Ule just said one vote. The Machloikis of Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim is, when one broche is being made, therefore the broche has to be made on the mean choshuv, and it should patel the mean she'ene choshuv. And that there's a machloikis, which is considered the mean choshuv. Shivas aminim or chovit. That's all, that's ule, was mevayer the machloikis of Rabbi Yudin the Chachamim, which is speaking about when one broche is made, on which the broche should be made on the min choshev, which is considered the min choshev, shivas aminim or chovet. By ein b'chaisayin shavis, two broches have to be made. When two broches have to be made, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim don't speak about this in Yinin Gansu. If you want to know the cloud, that's what he said, there's no machloikis. And the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim do not creak. What do you do by two broches? The Divrei David Ein Leel Daf Lametes. By two broches, then there's a different klal. Then the klal is you make the broche hamavureres, and then you make the broche she'ena mavureres. So grad, if it will be a boire priya dom and a boire priya eight, that's the case of tznoin v'zayit, you'll make first the boire priya dom and then you'll make the boire priya eight. You make first, I'm sorry, first the Beirei Priya 8, which is a Broch HaMavureres, and then you make the Beirei Priya Adoma. So according to the Divrei David, Rashi avoided a problem which we will see Tosfos had. That means Ule just said the Machlokes of Yidden, the Chacham doesn't apply. And what is the Halacha? Ayin Daf Lametes V'Tim Tzanachas. There you see there are different guidelines. By two Broches, you're Magdim the Broch HaMavureres. That is what he wants to learn in Rashi. Well, see, Tosfos did not learn like this from Rashi. Avol b'she'ein b'chaseim shavay perish Rashi. What is the case of ein b'chaseim shavay? Kigoin tznoin v'zayit. You have a radish and an olive. V'shuv ein kan machloikis. Now there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Kivin she'ein ha'echot poiter es chaveirot. Because one is not patterning the other. That means when one patterns the other, then you have to find out which is the more choshuv, and you make the broch on the choshuv, and it becomes nifta the ene choshuv. But that's afke by the same broch. Is afilu. The afilu Rabbi Yehuda moide. The ein adifus b'shiva saminim. Then there's no maila in the shiva saminim. Elo mevorech. No, what does one do? Aleize sheyirze tchile. Then Rabbi Yehuda is moide. This didn't say in Agamor. Agamor said mevorach al ze v'chayzer mevorach al ze. In Tosfos says, but which is the ze? Which is the first and which is the second? So Tosfos is telling us, Ula told us which is the first and which is the second. Ela mevorach al eize sheyirtze. Eize sheyirtze is gematria, like we had in the Mishnah, means chaviv. Ela mevorach al eize sheyirtze tchila, hachaviv loy. First you make the brocha on the chaviv, v'achar kach yevorach al hashem.
So you make a bracha first on the chok. V'chein yesh l'forish. So now, how do you know this? How do you know to say like this? The Gemara only says, ein b'chesayim shavis, there's no machloikis. So Tosfos says, what's that there's no machloikis? That Rabbi Yehuda is moide to the Chachomim. And maybe fakel. After the Chachomim are moide to Rabbi Yehuda, that you make first the bracha and the shivas aminim. So Tosfos says, no, v'chein yesh l'forish, for Rabbi Yehuda moide l'chachomim. The Gemara was very sotim. The Gemara says there's no machlokes. So that means one is maida to the other. Is mutav shenaymar sheyachid maida lerabim lerabim maida leyachid. If the Gemara was very sotim, very vague, the Gemara says there's no machlokes, which means that one is maida to the other. So mispameh, it means that Rabbi Yehuda is maida to the Chachamim, that here Chaviv is Kodol. To understand a little the lumdis, what is pshat in this, it could be as follows. When bilchaseim shavais, so then the din is, you're making a broche on one mean, and that'll pata the second mean. So that's zicha, you have to make a broche on the mean ha-choshuv to pata the ene choshuv. Not the other way. You don't make the broche on the ene choshuv to pata the choshuv. So Mamela, there's a machloikis, which is machshiv the mean more. Here we have to be done in the hefte. Which peiri is more choshuv? The tapuach or the zayit? So we're done on the mean and which is more choshuv. That was a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda held the mean shiva is more choshuv, and the Chachamim held the avzung baich svaris. The Chaviv is more choshev. By him, this mean is more choshev. By Ein B'chaseim Shavais, so we are making two brachas now. Not one is patering the other. Now the Shaila is in Dinek Dime. So this is in Yesod, like the Rishonim speak out, but let's say like this. I have two meanim in front of me. I have a Tznoin and a Zayis. I'm going to make a brocha on one, I'm going to eat it up, and when I'm finished eating up this meat, I'm going to make a brocha on the other one. So be'etzim, since it's two different achilas, and two different brochas, so here you're not marich, you don't weigh the meaning one against the other. If you're a mochoshev, I'm not being done which is more choshev than the other. The whole thing is a seder in the bracha of the gavre. That means I have to make two brachas. Which bracha should I make first? So there Rabbi Yehuda is also moide. Fakert, the one you enjoy first, make that bracha first. Fakert, in the gavre, there's a svara that the gavre should be magdim the min that's chavid by him. In the gavre, that's ich spielt a role. Rabbi Yehuda only holds, but when you're done in the chevze, in the minim, then shivas aminim is more choshev than chovet. So memeile, that's how Tosfos says b'shem Rashi, that Ula said, by ein b'chaseim shavois, everyone holds that the broche is said first on the chovet, and then you say the broche on the ein chovet. So if he likes radishes, first he makes the bere priyadome, and then he makes the Beire Priyay. The Hiksha Rashi, he said, this is Rashi's Akasha. B'livrach al atznoin v'lifter es hazayis. Why do B'chlau make a second brocha at all? Let the brocha of the tznoin, he said, Ko Ula said, Choyzer mevorech. Let the Beire Priyadom a part of the zayis. And it's not L'albirach al piras ilon, Beire Priyadom a yotza. The tirit. The shani hosom she'ein shom elo chad mina. That halach applies if there's only one mina in front of him. There's an orange in front of him. V'toa birich b'ir priyadome, and he made a b'ir priyadome on this orange. So then, the b'ir priyadome part is an orange. Avol hochik shebirich b'ir priyadome al atznoin. But here he didn't want to make a b'ir priyadome on the orange. He wanted to make a b'ir priyadome al atznoin. It doesn't pater. If he didn't even zin to pater it, why should he pater it? So according to Tosfos, Tosfos gets now into hot water. Because according to Tosfos,
Ula gave us guidelines by Ein Bechaseim Shavis, that the halacha is you make the bracha on the chaviv, and then you make the bracha on the shiva saminim. And the marshal was, Rashi gave us the marshal is you have a tznoin and a zayit. You have a tznoin and a zayit. So it comes out, and the chiddush is, if it says you make on the chaviv, not on the shivas aminim, so it means that the tznoin is chaviv. If the zayis is chaviv, so you're making on the shivas aminim also. So kochach, we have to say, it's speaking about the tznoin is chaviv, and he's telling us you make first a boire priya adoma, and then you make a boire priya eight. So taish was got into hot water. Tim taima, omrin olel. We learned on Daf Lamed Tes on the Dal of Gabay Uv the Baal Kapore. There was two minim. There was a shahakel on Bsar Oif, and there was a Beire Pri Adome on Kruv. And someone made a shahakel first. He enjoyed it first. There was a Gvalde Ketainim. Gabay Uv the Baal Kapore the Biches Beire Pri Adome Shive Tvei Mishahakel Lefishem Vureres Tvei. So we see now that is, there are new guidelines. If you are making two brachas, one is the bimagdim, that's also a din in the gavre. One is to first make the bracha mevareres tvei. Im kein gam boire priyet chshive tvei mi biches boire priyadomo. So how could Ule come and tell us that choviv is koidem, and that you make first the boire priyadomo, but there's another cheshbin. There's a cheshbin in seder abrachas, one is the bimagdim, the bracha mevareres, Koidem abrocha she'enem uvoreret. V'yesh loimal, on this kasha Tosfos answers, loichoshev boire pri ha'eit kol kach mi boire pri adomo, k'moy she'choshev boire pri adomo mi shahakel. So Tosfos says that, no, there's a chilek. Shahakel is tak abrocha she'enem uvoreret. It's very vague. Shahakel ni yibidvorei. But here, you're speaking, you're mefaret, boire pri adome. So that's not called abroche she'ene mevureres. So therefore, there is no seder hakdime here, to be magdem a boire pri eitz before a boire pri adome. So if you don't have such a seder hakdime, so then there's a din of chaviv koidem. Now this, the weiter and Tosfos, and the next Tosfos, we'll see if we'll have time at the end of the year, we'll go back. This is the Shitas HaBahag, and we'll come to that later. Rineda. Now, so, Al Kaponim, so now we have here these two Mahalchim, Rashi, and Tosfos, what Ula was Mechadish. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks now, Akashan Ula, Hayu Lefonov Tznoin V'Zayis. We learned in Abarais, if he had tznoin azayis, mevorech ala tznoin upoiteras azayis. Oh, so we mentioned this is zicher achidish of Ule, that the boire pri adoma does not part of the boire pri eis. That we said choizer a mevorech. Ule was zicher machadish the shtik teure, that even though you're making a boire pri adoma, the boire pri, you can't avoid it. Afal pikein, it does not part of the boire pri eitz. That was zicha one chiddush of Ule. And here we saw a baraisa b'shteit klal fakel. The baraisa says that you make only one broche, since you have to make a boire pri adoma, so memelet patos. Mevorech ala tznoin upoiter asazayis. So you see klal not like Ule. So the Gemara says, "Ochi b'may eskinon kshat noin iker." This is talking about a different case altogether. This is talking about that a person wanted to eat noin, and since the radish is very sharp, so he takes a zayis to deaden the sharpness, the shamnunis of the zayis will deaden the sharpness of the radish. So this is a different din in Gans. He's not interested b'chlal in eating a zayis. The zayis is only to be misalik the hezek that the radish is giving. So this is a iker and a tofel. So since the achilas a zayis is a tofel to the achilas a tznoin, so memele, so there the din is, mevorech al iker, peiter as a tofel.
So that's what this Baraita is speaking about. Ula is not speaking about such a case. Ula is speaking about a person who the sharpness of the radishes doesn't bother him. And he wants these radishes and he wants their zaysim. And there Ula says, so then you make a Baraita Priyadoma and a Baraita Priyate. Ihochi, so the mother says, making an akimta, that this Baraita is speaking about a case that the tznoin is an ikar and the zayis is a tof. Eima seife. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, and the Sefer says, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, mevorech ala zayis. Shazayis mi min shive, because the zayis is mi min shive. So therefore you make a broch on the zayis. V'chilesle, Rabbi Yehuda, according to your kimte, that is speaking about Iker v'tofel, hodis nan kol shehu Iker, v'imoy tfeile, mevorech ala Iker, apoyter asa tfeile. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold this klal? V'chiteimach enami de lesloi. Maybe you say, Tag Avshenach enami. He doesn't know this klal of Ike Poitra Satofu. V'osanye Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, Klor, imach mas tnoin bo azayis, mevorech ala tnoin u Poitra Sazayis. Mevorech ala tnoin u Poitra Sazayis. So see, Klor, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that there's a loch of Ike Poitra Satofu. So in what case is Rabbi Yehuda speaking about? Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about when the tznoin is not an ikar. Both of them are ikarim. And there Rabbi Yehuda says, that's the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So we see two things. Number one, we see that the Chachamim are not speaking about the case where the tznoin is an ikar. The Chachamim are speaking about in a case of ilu, When the both are ikrim, from the Esvegen, the Chachamim hold that you make a broch, the Boyer Priyadoma patels the Boyer Priyay. So that's one kasha anula. And then the second kasha anula, that we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of this. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that the Boyer Priyadoma patels the Boyer Priyay. That he does hold like Ula, but he says you make first a broche. And the Shiva Saminim, there's a din kdim in Shiva Saminim also, afilo by ein b'chaysayim shavis. So, the second kashe on Ula. So the Gemara says, lo'ilam b'tznayim ikaraskin. No. We have to be misak in this baraisa. This baraisa is speaking about b'tznayim ikar. And therefore the Chachomim say, make a broch on the tznayim a poiter asazayim. Ah, you proved that this is not true from Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabonim b'milsa achiti pligi. Their machloikis is by something else in Gansen. V'chasuri mechsere v'hochi ktoni. There's missing a few words. The Braisa says as follows. Ho yulafon of tznoin uzayis. Mevorich ala tznoin upoiter as hazayis. He makes a broch on the tznoin and patos the zayis. You make one brochim, you get away with one brochim. When do we say that you get away with one brochim? So then you get away with one brochim. Then we put in Ula's memory. Then there's another seder in Gans. Either there's a Seder Brochem of Ureres according to the Divrei David and Rashi, or there's a Seder of Chovev according to Taisvis. Then there's a different Seder. Period. This is all Chosar. Now, Shnei Minim Ba'al Meshabich HaYisayim Shavais. The Brais is bringing down the Machloikis by Shnei Minim Shabich HaYisayim Shavais. You have a Zayis and an orange, and by him or an apple, and the apple and orange are more Chovev than the Zayis. There is a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Mevorech aleizem em sheyirtze. That's what the Chachamim hold. You mevorech and the Chaviv. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, mevorech ala zayis, shazayis mimin shiva. So that means after this chesuri mechsere, we made this beraise, that this beraise is mamish telling us the memra of Ula. Telling us the whole shtik toiz of Ula. Let us see Rashi. Pshita loy garsinen ad meisve. There was such a gilse that what Ula said that by ein bechesayim shavis mavorach al zev chazam mavorach al zev the gemara fights like pshita. So chod the Rashi, she can't be geiris pshita
What pshita? Chayzim avochim make two brachas. Chodesh she'ein zol shita sagmor meikare kasha le pshita. That would you don't make that you make two brachas is pshita. Leitzlach lameim avohada kasha heichem otzel lameim. And then he says, how could you say you make two brachas and the brayse says you make one brachas? So it can't be pshita. And then you'll find a stira from a brayse fakert. Why is it samazay poshit? He loved Ashmin and Ula. Fakat Ula is telling us a chiddush. Have Amina, I would think, noin poiter as a zayis. Fakat Ula is telling us a gewaldic chiddush. Since he has to make a boire priyadomis, I would think, automatically, the boire priyadomis will part of the zayis. So it's not beer halpeir, still a boire priyadomis, yotso. So the Gemara says, no, the Barais is speaking about Shohoyot Tznoin Iker, Shebishviloi Hischelachila. He wants to eat at Tznoin. V'loyochel Zayis, Elolahavik, Choyofay Shal Tznoin. The only reason he's eating the Zayis, because he wants to deaden the sharpness of the radish. The Havalei Zayis Tofel. The Zayis is a Tofel. Usnan, we learned in the Mishnah further, kol shehu iker ve'imay tveila, if you have an iker and a tofel, mevorech alo iker poiter as a tveila, the biggest iker patas the tofel. Mevorech al ze ve'kan lo nechleku. There is no machloikis. By ein biggest same shabbos. Shnei minen ba'alme, kegoin, zayis ve'tapu. She biggest same shabbos. Ve'echod mimin shibet. So that's how Ula was miyashiv this parais. Bligi bo Rabbi Ami ve Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho. Now the Gemara says there's a machlokes Rabbi Ami ve Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho in this statement of Ula. Chad Oma, one of them said, Machloikis b'shebirchayseyim shavis. The whole machloikis mamish like Ula. The whole machloikis is b'shebirchayseyim shavis. And you're making a broch on one and it's patering the other. So then you have to make the broch on the mean choshev. And the shayla is which is called the choshev. Either shivis aminim or chovis. Rabbi Yudisova amin shiva odis. Rabbon and sovri min choviv odis. Avo b'she'ein b'chayseyim shavis, but if it's ein b'chayseyim shavis, you have a tznoin and a zayit. Divrei hakel mevorech al ze, v'chayzer mevorech al ze, so then you don't have the machloikis of Rabbi Yud and the Chacham. V'chad omar, and another amayra said, af b'she'ein b'chayseyim shavis, nami machloikis, even though when it doesn't involve making a broche on one to part of the other. No, there are two broches to be made in this two achilas, and you make the second broche after the first achila. There's still a din. There's still a machloike. There's still a machloike. So the Gemara says, what could be the machloike? The Gemara didn't understand this. Bishloim laman diyama bishabichayseim shoveis machloikes. Shape. I understand what the machloike is. Because there the svar is mechayev. One has to make a broche on the choshev to pater the einer choshev. So the machloikis is which one is more choshev, the shivas aminim or the chovev. Elaman, the yama b'she'ein b'chayseim shavis pligi. But if you'll say the machloikis is b'she'ein b'chayseim shavis pligi. By my pligi, what's the machloikis? Vos geit miron? It's two different achilas. And I'm making two different brochas at two different zmanim. By my pligi, what could be the machloikis? That means the Gemara in Svara did not understand that there should be a machloikis. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyeh lahagdim. No. There's a seder kedime. When one is eating two in Yonim, they have to be magdim the choshu. Just like by Aliyas we have, you magdim the koyim le-levi, levi le-yisrael. There's a din, you're magdim. So memele here, there's also a din lahagdim. There's din lahagdim. The Omar Rav Yosef, by two meanim, and you don't, the shouts which bracha to make first, you're magdim, there's a din, there's din ikdim. The Omar Rav Yosef, Ve'itayim Rav Yitzchak, Kol Hamugdim BePosik Ze Mugdim LeBroche. if the Torah wrote a Seder, when the Torah wrote Shvach Eretz Yisrael, Shenema, Eretz Chito Seiro Vegefen Seine Berimen Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. So the Torah wrote a Seder. This was not written randomly. There's a Seder. The Torah was Magdim Chito to Seiro. The Torah was Magdim Chito to Geffen. There's a Cheshbin, because Chito is more Choshev than Geffen. So we see, afilu by the Shivas Aminim alone, you have Chito and Geffen. Both are Shivas Aminim. But if the Torah was Magdim Chito to Geffen, so you see, we see from Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef said there is dinek dima afilu and shivas aminim gufe, which is the dinek dima are derived from the Seder apostle. So avadi gevis by, if you have one is shivas aminim, one is not shivas aminim, avadi gevis Rabbi Yudol, you have to be magdim the shivas aminim to the ene shivas aminim. So we just saw from Rabbi Yosef a musik which the Gemara did not hold off till now, that is inyan this dine kedime, even though they're two different achilas, and one is eaten after the other, one has to be magdim, this achila before this achila. Oh, so this is now a new svare, and this is not like ula. This svare is that afilu by ein b'chayseim shavis, there's also a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now let us see Rashi. Ochi garsinen, chadom amachloikes, bishabirchay sayem, shovois, uchidamora. The way we explained till now. Ochi garsinen, chadom af bishayem bichay sayem, shovois, nami machloikes. And there is also amachloikes, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Umefarish lava ozel, and the Gemara will explain what the machloikis is. But my pligi, so the Gemara says, what is the machloikis? Havadei lo mitri b'chod the bracha. Here the Gemara held klar, the whole machloikis pass, if you're making a bracha on one, so you have to make the bracha on the choshev, it's a pass that ain't a choshev, it's a pass on machloikis. But if there are two brachas, so we pass on machloikis, which one to do first? No, this by two brachas is a machlokes which bracha to be magdim. Like a sin in Ava b'shebichaisayim shavus mavorach alachem mem sheyirze. Tahashta that was ichen akayris. Tahashta b'she'enam shavus makpid Rav Yehuda lahagdim osam. If by enam shavus when two brachas are made, Rav Yehuda said one should make sure that the bracha and the min shiva should be made first. V'amah min shiva odit, k'shebo lifter, zu bo zu. If he wants to pass one with the other, avadi givis zikhi, you have to make the bracha and the min choshev. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said that we see from the Torah, dinei k'dime. Alme kabdinen akpode. There is such a thing of Akdome. Rabbi Yehuda is like the Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yitzchok. That there are Dine Akdome. There's even Dine Akdome when both are Shiva Saminim. Hilkach, Kol Shikain, Heche, Dechad, Lav Mimin Shiva. If one is not from the Shiva Saminim, Savadi Givis, the Min Shiva Odit. The Rabbonon, leslohu de Rabbi Yitzchok, b'mokeim choviv, the choviv odit. So Rashi says as follows, not that the Rabbonon don't hold of Rabbi Yitzchok, the Rabbonon could also hold of Rabbi Yitzchok, that there's dinek dime of Seder, that chite is before Geffen, but the Rabbonon say, these dinek dime only apply when there's no choviv. When by this person, Chita and Geffen are the same in Chavivis. So there's Dinek Dime of Agdamei Kro. But whenever Chaviv comes in, Chaviv overrides these Dinek Dime. And by Chaviv, the halacha is, you make the broche, you magdim the Chaviv to the Einei Chaviv. Now let's go further. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchok had said, Rabbi Yosef had said that what? That the Pasuk is telling us the Seder Hagdom, Sidrei Hagdom. Uplige. This Rabbi Yosef, became Rabbi Yitzchok, that's telling us that the person, that the Pasuk was telling us Sidrei Hagdom, these minim were not written randomly, but it was written with a cheshbon, because each min is more choshev than the next min. Upligi de Rab Chanan. Rab Chanan learns that these minim were written randomly. Not the pasuk is telling us Eretz Yisrael has chite, even chite, and also seire. No, the pasuk is telling us something else. Upligi de Rab Chanan. The Omer Rab Chanan, kol ha-pasuk kuloi lishiyurim nema. The pasuk is telling us the shvach Eretz Yisrael, not in the milus of this mean that it is chita and soire, no, the halachic milus of these meaning, that there are shiurim, shiurei toire, which all the meaning that grow in Eretz Yisrael, they can be the rulers, they can be the base to judge shiurei toire. For example, Nema chite. It says that Eretz Yisrael has chitim, and chitim are used for shiurei teire. What shiur? The snan, we learned as follows. Hanichnas lebeis amenuge. If a person enters a beis amenuge, abaye yesh boi nega. Vekeilov al kseifo. He is not wearing his clothes. He's carrying his clothes. V'sandalov v'taba'oisov biyodov. And he's carrying his shoes. He's not wearing them. So then the halacha is, the pasuk says, habo el habayis tomei. Whoever enters the house becomes tomei immediately. He entered the house, so he became tomei immediately. The kelim, the begodim, entered the house. They're not a tofel to him, so they also become tamei immediately. Who vehein tamei miyad? They become tamei right away. That is the loch of habo elabai. Hayolavush kelim. But what is if he entered wearing his clothes? V'sandalov beraglo v'taba'oisov v'etzba'oisov. He's wearing his clothes and his shoes and his rings. So then, the begodim are not considered like a entity b'fnei atzmon, but there, he entered together with his begodim. Then there's a different shir. Hu tamei miyat. They are tamei as soon as he enters. V'hein tahirin, and the begodim are tahir, ad sheyishe, till he'll wait there, he'll stay in this room. The amount of time it takes b'chdei achilas pras v'tone paschitim v'loi pasa'oilim. Meisiv v'oichlon b'lifton. That means there is a shear. How long does a person have to be in the base hamenuge in order that his begodim that he is wearing should become tameh? So the shear is the amount of time it would take for him to eat a half a pas of chitim. And this pas is a shir bei sudais. It's a big bread. So a half a pas is a shir suda achas. How long would it take for him to eat a pas which is equivalent to suda achas? Pas chitim. Pas chitim one eats quicker than pas seirim. It's easier to eat. Meisiv. And also he's massive. He's sitting down. His whole intent is on eating. He's not walking around. He has one thing on his mind to eat. Ba'oichlam beliftam. He's eating this bread, not a dry piece of bread, which a person will find difficulties to eat. So this is the bakante shir of b'chdei achilas pras, which is a machlokes apaiskim if it's from 2 minutes till 9 minutes. Al koponim, but so that is the shir chite. This shear is measured, is tested, if a person has a partial chita. Sa'ira, that what the Eretz Yisrael has, sa'ira, disnam, etzem ki sa'ira, mitamei, bimage, uvimase. that the einay metame ba'oil, that there's tumas mace, so an etzem that is the size of a barley, if a person touches it or he'll carry it, will become tummy. Tumas oil, there's no such, an etzem kesayir is not metame ba'oil. So agavuche, I saw someone writes that, what is the pasuk telling us? That Eretz Yisroel has the minim with which Shi'urei Torah can be measured. So I think I saw from the Me'adim Izmanim, he says that you have Sa'irim in America also. I mean, the godless of Eretz Yisroel. No, the Pasuk is telling us if there's a difference in the size of a Sa'ir of an Eretz Yisroel Sa'irah and an American Sa'irah, as we have a whole tumul and poiskim niskatnu abayim, loy niskatnu abayim, the shir is Eretz Yisrael dik. What the minim that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that is the ruler with which shiurei Torah are measured. So as an Eretz Yisrael dik is Torah, etzem kesayra metama b'magi b'masa. Ve'enem metama boyo. Geffen. What is the purpose of Geffen? Kidei revius yayin lenozer. So let us, in order to figure out what this is, let us see all the Rashi's. Upliga de Rab Chonon, ho de Rab Yitzchok, de Oma, ha mugdem koidem lebroche. That what Rab Yitzchok said, that what is mugdem is koidem lebroche. Al mekro leshevach Eretz Yisrael bo, telling us the praise of Eretz Yisrael, sheyesh bo peiris achshuv,
Mugdem koidem lebroche, that the minim which are mugdem in the posik, they are koidem lebroche. Alma, according to Rab Yitzchok, kro leshvach Eretz Yisrael bo, the posik is coming to tell us the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, sheyesh bo peiris hachshuvim halolu, that Eretz Yisrael possesses these choshev peiris, Umanon, and the Torah mentioned these peiris, Kiseida Chashivusam, according to their Chashivis, and the Minim are not mentioned randomly, Upoligad Rav Chana. The Omar Rav Chana holds, Loiba Akosuv Lohidiyah Shvach Shivis HaPeiris Betam Shalahem. The Pasuk is not coming to tell us the shvach shivis of the peiris betam shalahem, elo shvacha shel Eretz Yisrael. It is telling us the praise of Eretz Yisrael, sheyesh bo peiris, that it possesses peiris sheshiurei Torah nitlen bohem, that the shiurim in Hilchis HaTorah are dependent on these peiris. Even the hochihu, and since this is what the Pasuk is telling us, Lehikpid HaKosev Al Sidron, so there's no Hakpode, since each Aloche is equally Choshev, so there is no Hakpode on the Seder that these Minim are mentioned, Sherei Bezu Kulon Shovim, they're all equal. They have one common denominator. They are to be used to measure Shiurei Torah. The base hamenuge, ksiv, the pasuk says, va'abo el habayis yitmo at ha'orev. A person who enters a base hamenuge becomes tamei. V'loi ksiv kibus begodim, and this pasuk does not mention that his begodim become tamei and he has to table the begodim. Later it says, va'oichel bebayis yichabes es begodim, that he has to be mechabes begodim, he has to toivel his begodim when he eats in the bayis. So that is speaking about bishoye shir achila. That means if he, not as soon as he comes in, as soon as he comes into the house, he is tamei. But the begodim that he is wearing do not become tamei. Then yechabes as begodim. And what does that mean? It does not mean that bepoyel he ate in this beis hamenugim. No, it means b'shoye shirachila. He stayed there the amount of time that it takes to make an achila. Even if he won't eat bepoyel. How do we know this? V'dechsiv b'seife, in the seife of the pasuk it says, v'hashoyche v'bayishich habesiz b'godo. So there we see that what he remained in the bayis alone, without eating, he's also, his begodim also become tomei. His hilchah, therefore, anich nasboi. A person who enters a bayis hamanugi b'noyis es begodim ima, and he is carrying his begodim, shaloi kederech malbushoi, but he is not wearing them, ein elu begodim. So these clothes are not considered begodo. They're not a tofel to the nichnas, and they have a lochu tmei miyat, so they become tummy right away. Sha'av v'hem ani koirei v'abol abayis. And these begodim, I can also say they enter the house, so they become tummy immediately. L'shu lovush b'hem. But when he is wearing these begodim, then they are a tofel to him, then they are not considered a Baal HaBayis. He's the Baal HaBayis. And these are his begodim. So then, in order for them to become tamei boi shehiyeh, then he has to stay a certain amount of time in the bayis in order for them to become tamei. What is the amount of time? Achilas pras, chatzi kika. Pras is half of a bread. Sheshiru by Chachomim Esa'ere. Chachom, the Chazal will Meshayer this bread for Ashir Ere. Shehu Kuloi, the complete bread, is Mozain Shtei Sudas. It is a Mozain of two Sudas. The Chetia, in half of this bread, is Mozain Sudah. So if he stayed in the base of Menuge, as long as it takes to consume one kika, one bread, that is a shir of suda achas, which is a chati kika, that is considered a pras, that is called a pras, so then he becomes tummy. But the pras has to be made of chitim. Necheles maya, this is eaten quickly, because it is more easy to eat pas chitim than pas soyim. More appetizing, I suppose. Meisav, and also the oifen achila is derech haseba. She necheles maher. It is eaten quickly. She einay poine ona v'ona. He's not turning and going in different directions. His full concentration is on the achila sapas. Ve'einay metame ba'oyo. Ne'etzem kisoyre is not mitame ba'oyel, aloch elamoyshe misinayu. This is aloch elamoyshe misinayu. Gefen, ve'reviyis yayin lenozer. We are meshaya, a reviyis of yayin for a nozer. Now what does that mean? Let us see Rashi. Ve'reviyis yayin lenozer, ochal chartanim v'zogim v'lulovim. If a person ate the pits of a grape, or the skins of a grape, or the vines, kishir revius yayin, so what is the shir by these three meaning? It's not the same shir of grapes alone. The shir that another is chayiv on grapes is a kizayin. But chatanim, zogim, and lulovim, Agavucha, the Goyin says, we don't paskin like this Rashi, and Anozir is not chayiv al achilas lulovim. So here the shir is a revius yayin. The amount of chatanim, zogim, and lulovim that it will take to displace a revius yayin, that is the shir here. So now Rashi explains, what is the difference if you're displacing yayin or mayim? So Rashi says, the ain shir reviyas yayin reviyas mayim shavim. They are not the same. Lefisha ha yayin of. Wine has a thick consistency. Vaha mayim klushim. And water is very thin. Yesh be reviyas yayin yoyser mimashe yesh be reviyas mayim. There is more in a revius yayin than in a revius mayim. Kedem rinin, v'shabes ka b'revius dam, sheyochel likroish v'lamid al kezayis. Mishum de samich. A revi is dam. If it will harden, it will become a kezayis. Avol midi de kol is something that has a thinner consistency. Lehav a revi is the day kezayis. Its revi is will not be a kezayis. Just let us see now the taste is gefen. Yer gefen kedei revi is yayin. Perish. Im ochal alin oilu lovin. So the shiris kedei revi is yayin chayiv. Avol im ochal mehem kedei revi is mayim. Loi mechayiv. The klishi, because it has a thin consistency, v'hoilchin bekal chutz min hakeli. And it does not remain on the rim of the keli, it spills right over. Avol ki misharin b'yayin, tzorich sheyura tvei, you need a larger shear of displacement. Shehayayin hu ov, wine is thicker, umarzik goydish ktas koydim sheyipol min hakois. When a kois is full to the brim, it is full to the top, and then you start putting in chatanim or zogim, it will not spill out. It will go over the brim and hug onto the brim. Umar the goydish, it is over the brim and still in the kois and does not spill out. Ktas koydim sheyipol min hakois, revius yayin, before it will spill out of revius. Vimho yomayim, if this would have been measured with water, hoyo hayoite yoisem revius. Now the Goyin explains that the sheer revius, the displacement of a revius that was given by Chatanim and Zogim, pshat is, it has to displace a revius and has to create a goydish also. That was the shear of a revius that was nitten by Chatanim and Zogim. It has to create a goydish first. That means when you have a full keli with yayin, so now the Chatanim and Zogim has to make a goydish. And then, after it made the goydish, it has to now displace other beings. Since by mayim there is no such thing of an asi as goydish, because it spills over right away, so therefore, this is a kule in the shir. That means one can eat more katanim vizogim till he'll be chayiv malchus. Te'eno, a fig. What are we mishaya with figs? So Rashi says, Loitzoi Shabbos, this nan we learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Hamaitzi Oichlem Kigregeris. The sheer Haitzoi of Oichlem, there we need to be Maitzi Adovo Choshu, is Kigregeris. Vehi Te'eno Yevesha. This is a dried out fig. Agav Uche, we'd like to know the exact shear of a groigris. The Damesek Eliezer in Simen Tov Peivov and Erechayim explains the Shitas HaGoyim as follows. The Goyim says that the shear groigris is a machloikes harishayim. According to Toisves, the shear groigris is 2/3 of a beyer, and a kezayis is a chatzi beyer. And according to the Shitas HaRambam, a groigris is 1/3 of a beya im kliposa, and a zayis is a little less than that. Rimoin kedisnan kol kli balebatim shiuron kerimoinen. Dr. Rashi, what does that mean? Shi'urim kirimoyna. The halacha is that a keli becomes toyer al yedei shvira, when it becomes useless, unusable, so that is metayer the keli. Is nikev kemaitzi rimoyn toyer, then it becomes toyer. When it is, cannot hold any more rimoynim in this receptacle. What is kli balibatim. So Rashi says balibatim chosim al kleim. Their kelim are precious in their eyes, and they don't throw them away right away. Hilka nikev kamaitse kidney is if it has a hole. That kidneys will fall out. So he doesn't throw away the keli. Matzni oyle zesim. So he'll store zesim in it. Nikiv kemoitzi zayis. If it has a hole, that the hole got larger, that zesim will fall out. Mishtamish lagoizim. He uses it for walnuts. Nikiv kemoitzi egoiz. If the hole got larger, that doesn't hold walnuts also. Mishtamish bay remainim. Avo shel umen. But kli ha'umnim, that is oimid l'machira, oimid limke, lehavi shiur rei bohochi. By him it is considered broken in a much smaller shiur. Sotze gemara vayta eretz zei shemen. Omer Rabbi Yosi v'Rab Chanina, eretz shekol shiureo kezeisim. All the shiurim of this land are measured with zeisim. So the gemara asks, kol shiureo sal kedaitoch. All the shiurim are kizayis, v'ika haner daborim. We just mentioned other shiurim. Ela eret sheroiv shiureho kizayisim. Roiv of the shiurim are measured with zayisim. Dvash kekeseves hagaso v'yoyim hakipurim. A large date. And that is negei achila v'yoyim hakipurim. Let us see Rashi. שרויב שיוראהו אכילס חילב דם נויסר פיגל. Rashi mentions for some reason the אכילס אסור is the one is חייב קורס, because it's other מאכלס אסור is that one is לויקה עליהם. Also the שיר is כזייס, there's אכילס מצווה also that the שיר is בכזייס, which is מצה. Dvash ha'omo b'teira hu dvash t'morim. That is the dvash that is excretes from dates. V'kaisebes itamo, this is a date. V'idoch, so the Gemara asks now on Rabbi Yitzchok, how could you say that the seder of the minim were written according to chshivusam, and what the Torah was magdim is more choshev, these minim, the chshivas of these minim are the shiurim shebehem. So Rabbi Yitzchak answered, hani shiurim behedya miksivi? Do these shiurim say beferish in the posit? Ela hilchasanino. The shiurim aloch lamayishim is Sinai. Ukro asmachta bialme. And that's what they used this posik. They were masmach di shiurim on this posik. But that is not pshatn posik. Pshatn posik is that the Torah was magdim the chshivis aminim. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak calls this dinei kedime. Rav Chisde v'Rav Amnune ave yosvi besudosa. They were sitting together eating. Aiso l'kamayu tamri v'rimayni. So they brought morim and rimayni. Shoko Rav Amnune, borich ha-tamri. So he made first the brocha and morim. Bereish. Omer le-Rav Chizde le-Svire le-Mar lo-Hoda Omer Rav Yosef v'Temer Rav Yitzchok kol ha-mugdem v'posik ze koidem le-broche. That the Torah was magdem the seder of the minim, in order we should know that each one, that which is more mugdim is more choshev, and therefore when one is making a broche, one should be magdim the choshev. And tomorrow is the end, that's the last of the shivis aminim. Omalei, zesheni lo'oret, zechamishi lo'oret. Amalei man yoiv lo nagri de parzolo v'nishme inach. Let us see Rashi what this means. Ze sheini la'oret. It says in the posik eretz chite sa'ira. Then it says at the end of the posik eretz zei shemen u'dvosh. V'chsiv b'seifa dikro hivsik eretz asaseida. So this was mapsik the previous seida that we have till now. And we have now a new seida. Because the last seida Zeisim and Tmorim Chshuvim Erimoin. So now it comes out that Zeisim and Tmorim are more Choshev than Rimoinim. Shehal Rimoin Chamishi Lorem. Haksuva Beroish HaMikva. Rimoin is number 5 to the meaning which are written after the Eretz Kama. Udvash and Tmorim Esheini Lorem Haksuva Besoifoim. So therefore, Tmorim come before Rimoin. Man yoiv lo nagri de parzo, lo raglayim shel barzo, what I would have, iron feet, nishme'inoch, nishamshoch, v'neilech achrecho tomit. Let us go to the Tosfos. Now, the end of the Tosfos, to the Masral Avo, Masha Kosov, Paloch is Gedoyles, we will speak about in tomorrow Shirm Yos Hashem. Let us start Meisvei. Hoyu lechonov tznoim bezayit, mevorech al atznoim. So this was a kashe an ule. Uporech, alma de mevorech boire pri adoma, and he makes a boire pri adoma, afilu lifter boire pri eis, he makes a boire pri adoma, and that's all, and it passes the boire pri eis, afilu gabi zayishi hu mishivas aminim. The even patas are pre-choshu, the boyre pre-adoma v'tznoi. So according to that, v'chol shkein kloyeis, what would be if we have a situation, a person has kloyeis shel chitim, which their broch is boyre pre-adoma, and they'll have an apple. So according to this, the kloyeis will zicha patar, the boyre pre-adoma of the kloyeis will patar the boyre pre-eit of Tapuchim, because can kloyeis shen kamoy kem yeshivas haminim vachlem boyre pre-adoma lifter as a Tapuchim. The end of this Tosfos, Yir Tzashem will explain in tomorrow's shir. Omar Rab Yirmiye Lahagde, the Omar Rab Yosef, Perish Rashi Vahori, Lefi Girsazu, De Omar Rab Yosef, Hosi Ho De Omar Rab Yosef, Kolamugdem Ke Rab Yehuda Dav. He said a klal, Kol Hamugdem, and it doesn't matter if it's Chobiv or not Chobiv, so that is going according to Rab Yehuda. Avol Rab Shmaya Goris Omar Rab Yosef. Rab Shmaya Goris Omar Rab Yosef, and it's a new member. Vosei Livi De Rabono. Umayri she'ein chavivim ze mizeh. Then the hog had the ozos linen bosa mugdim. Then you go bosa mugdim. The eve chavivim, but if one of the minim is chavivim, sheet is a chavivim koidim. So chavivim will zicha be koidim. If both are shivis haminim, so chavivim will zicha be koidim. Then the dini agdoma of the pasuk. Do hafilo b'shar minim legabi shivis haminim omre rabbonim v'mevorech al eize sheyirte yemek abrocha an de chaviv. So avadi givis, if both minim are shivis haminim. U'milse de Rav Yosef, according to Rav Shmaya, milse bapi nafshi. It is a new member. Voloi nihir, the besomach mashma de goras, de omar Rav Yosef, v'osik Rav Yehuda. That this member of Rav Yosef goes only according to Rav Yehuda. Da. Come out, we hear that on the base, Rav Chisdom, Rav Amnun Rav Yosef, b'sadusem, b'sudosom, omar lei lei sovo lamar lohoda Rav Yosef. Why were you magdim tmorem? You should have been magdim remoinem. Now, if we will say that Rav Yosef holds that Chaviv is Koidim, so what's the kasha? Maybe Tmorim were more Chaviv by it. So by Yistachoi, he said Rav Yosef holds B'chol Inyan Tmorim are Koidim, that the Seder, is, one should make like the Seder of the Posek, and Chaviv is not a fact. But my tligi kloima, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Omar Shivis Aminim Ode. One makes two brachas and two achilas. My adiv is shaychebu. Achashainim yecheilim lifter shalminim. If it doesn't patter the other mean, they're two different achilas. So what ingin is there to be magdum onto the other? Mashana the adiv is havi. Mina Agdoma. There is a mile of being Magdim and Achila Cheshuvim. Kli Balebatim, Gabi Kli Eitz Misnayu. This was, Ishi Yurim were mentioned by Kli Eitz. Aisu Lekamayu Tamri Verimoini, Zuktoises Vloila Lavis Ben Esapas. This was not brought to Lavis Esapas, and Kain Avlo Pasike Ben Tfeila. Usnan, we learn, Mevoyach Alikir Poiter Esat Tfeila. Ze Sheini Lohoret. So Taisu says, Mikomokim, Heicha Dike Chite Vezayis. Now, Chite Vezayis, so both of them are Rishin. Chite is Rishin Lohoretz Kame, and Zayis is Rishin Lohoretz Basre. Oy, so Oyrim and Tomorim, both are Sheini. Aval gav de shovim loretz, mikomokim hamugdim beposik, dahayinu loretz rishin, yagdim lebrochim.